Shadow. I feel good today. My rent's paid. My kids is good. It's a beautiful day outside.
Depo on the beat.
Look, riding down the I-95 with a bad little bitch in my passenger side. Heard that she with it, heard she always down the ride. In the car, a little foggy cause it's tinted outside. And I feel like this might be my night. A bottle of Patron got me feeling just right. I just want head in my whip all night. And you know where I'm going, have to tell her sit tight, man. It's my time to take flight. I'm riling on the beat and I can do this out of spite. Everybody wanna fuck around and tell me that I'm nice. I don't even hear them and they barely in my sight. I'm rolling with the bullies, we ain't on the plate nice. I put the whole pot cause I had grapes twice. If you wanna beat, you better send the right price. And if not, nigga, then I'm gone for the night. Cause riding down the I-95, brand new bitch, brand new ride. I'm riding down the I-95, brand new bitch, brand new ride. I'm riding down the I-95, brand new bitch, brand new ride. I'm riding down the I-95, brand new, brand new, brand new. Drifting, moving, I do what I wanna. Drinking, cooling, smoking marijuana. If this was an anime, she call me Blue Summer. She feeling like a hot girl, but it's a blue summer. I feel wildin', stylish. Donuts in the streets, I put X's in them. I got game time, you see, dunking next to him. Cause you know he got the heat, I had to flex on him. In the parking lot, shit, black whip, white whip, with the shoes to match. Slim, thick bitch, yeah, she came with string attached. Gotta hit it from the side, she liked it from the back. Can't pull it on the hill, yeah, she liked it like that. I've been a brand new ride, brand new ride. Man, it feel good, I spin the block one time. I got a brand new bitch, brand new bitch. Spin it all, never felt good like it. Riding down the I-95, brand new bitch, brand new ride. I'm riding down the I-95, brand new bitch, brand new ride. Riding down the I-95, brand new.
Brand new.
Brand new.
Shout out to that
thing. Brand new.
Remember that song?
Mm-hmm. Rhyme Fest.
Rhyme Fest. That was my shit right there, man. Shout out to Blue Dollars, man. Ride 99.95. Y'all remember him from the Versus, man. We gonna make sure to play his music more. You know what I'm saying? That boy right there is fire. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, shout out to Blue Dollars. We're right. Back. We back. Welcome back to the Dawn Core and D-Week and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Dawn Core, man. My mic's so far.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course. And we back at it. This should be episode 269 or 270. We right there, you know what I'm saying?
It's 270.
Yeah. Or 260, 270? I think yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we there.
You be doing too much shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But we back at it, man. What's going on, Cole? How you feeling?
Feeling good. First
Wait, week. We are your hosts?
I just said Dawn Core.
And the highest hippie in the room.
In the room. Of course.
Go ahead. How you feeling?
That ain't really the highest hippie in the room. I'm doing good, man. It's the first week in the March. Hold on.
Yeah, right there.
I'm hiding from y'all. My fault. First weekend of March.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest sports betting month of the year of all times. So I'm fully focused. I'm 4 days into the month. I'm up 6 tickets already. So I'm ahead mm-hmm. of the days. I hit on 31 tickets last month. I'm cooking, man. I'm feeling real good. We got NBA heating up second half. We got college basketball, of course, mid-month we got the tournament, but right now we got the championship, conference championship starting up. We got MLB spring training, a crazy UFC card today. John Jones is back. I'm forgetting something. XFL on the weekend is lit. Not gonna hold y'all. XFL is kind of fire. Fun. God, I could take this.
No,
football. The Rock doing what he's supposed to do. College baseball. What I'm forgetting. Tennis is lit.
And yeah, then March is that time.
March is that time, man.
That's why I've been wearing my sports jerseys.
Oh, yeah. Bring them back up. My shit is a little big. You know what I'm saying? Like from the baggy era. You know, they got to get them a little altered. But, yeah, man, it's just feeling good. The Knicks is on fucking fire. Shout out to Julius Randle with the fucking heartbreak 3 last night. You see my boy?
9 out of 10.
Eight out of 8. Game winner last night. We had Miami looking like the Garden. We had Atlanta looking like the Garden. We had Orlando looking like the Garden. Wherever we go, if it's not a heavy fan base in that city like Boston, LA, anything, we make it the Garden. when we playing good. And when we good, I like to try to remind people why I'm a Knicks fan. Sorry to go on a tangent a little bit. But you see it. You feel the energy, not just in New York, but throughout the whole league. Am I lying?
Yeah.
This is what it's like to be a Knicks fan. And
it's
why,
like that when the Knicks
what you in. Wait for as a Knicks fan, there's no better feeling in the world. And I'm a Yankee fan.
Brooklyn came back
and smoked the Celtics. That's what I needed, because I got a team wins ticket for my whole season. And I need four more fucking funky losses.
Yo, Mikel, pull up to the pod, man. I'm going to send this clip. Pull up to the pod, man, for real. Y'all going to make the playoffs. I know y'all going to make the playoffs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 20 games left, right?
Last night's win kind of like solidified it. They only need probably like four or five more wins.
They can stay in the 5 or 6 seed, right?
The Heat loss helped them with the win. Shit like that. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm hoping for, but I don't think it's going to happen. I would like them to get ahead of the Cavs, but I don't see it happening.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, and so we can have a 4 or 5.
Brooklyn, New York first round?
Yeah, first round, but I see the Knicks and the Cavs locking up and it being what
it is. 7-game series right there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need the 4th seed, though, to get that home court, right?
Mm-hmm.
See what happens there. I mean, y'all been killing. Y'all got the, Julius Randle was playing like he was playing 2 years ago.
I'm going to be, nah, he's playing better than that.
Yeah, but he's in that bag where he don't have to do everything and he can play his game. Because
he got what I've been begging for. Come on, son. And what I've been saying, and I see a lot, oh, I ain't think Bruns was going to be there. A lot of people ain't think. What I've been saying, what point guard I've been saying I want since he was sitting on that Dallas bench? Give me Jalen Brunson. Because I know that kid. I know him. I watch college basketball. Y'all don't know because y'all only watch the stars.
He's like Chicago.
Like, shout out to Lil Mo said, y'all only pay attention to the stars and don't give nobody else a chance in the NBA. And look, when he got some freedom and he got a chance without Luka in his way, look what he's doing. But I kind of feel like this team took a bigger leap once they got Josh Hart.
Yeah.
It's a total different team.
Y'all undefeated since y'all got him.
Yeah, I don't really harp on that. I feel like we're getting better, and the energy of the team, the chemistry is getting better. They're not satisfied with an 8-win win streak. They're not satisfied at being possibly the 4th seed. They're not satisfied with being in the playoffs and winning the first round. They're talking about a playoff run.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That's different energy. That's how you build. What we've been saying the Knicks been missing and needing to do?
Culture.
Yeah, keep thinking, it's the same fucking Knicks. This ain't your uncle's Knicks.
And a lot of people don't be thinking that Jason Kidd is a good coach. He's a great coach, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the culture comes from with Jalen Brunson, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to play as a team. We got to play defense, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that, so.
You said Jason Kidd?
Like, people don't think Jason Kidd is a good coach.
Oh, okay.
And right. Jalen Brunson got coached by him in Dallas. And he brings that culture over. Defense first, team mentality. That's what Jason Kidd is, you know what I'm saying? It's just that he got Giannis early. So that Bucks thing wasn't a good experience for him as a head coach. But then I think he's going to do good in Dallas. Like Cole just referenced too, make sure you guys go check out the last episode, man. Shout out to Lil Mo. Shout out to Ball Star Sports, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of them over there, man. Shout out to NBS for making that happen. Shout out to E for making that happen. Oh my God, I am so upset, bro. But we're going to keep it moving. Go ahead, Cole. Pick it up from there. Go ahead.
Shout out to Lil Mo, man. Dope ass interview. We was a little tight that we had the wrong setting on our goddamn. Board, our soundboard and shit, so we was a little excited and got a little ahead, but we got it out to the people. Got DeRica Henry right now and executive producer shit. Realized he ain't do something before we started, but we
If y'all noticed the audio just changed, I had to plug the plug, my fault, y'all. I was just
we wasn't in the
moving
matrix.
And grooving, you know what I'm saying?
We wasn't in the matrix. We was in reality, so my next take is going to sound a little crazy.
Nah, it's going to sound clear, I promise you. You see, you heard how I sounded when we was in the living room with Spliff. Right. That's how exactly it's going to sound for me. Camera mic picked us up, but it's plugged in now. And we straight, we always break the third wall, fourth wall, whatever it is. Y'all know that.
Feel like we be on the fifth wall.
Yeah, man. Y'all really be in it with us, for real, for real. But, yeah, we kind of started on sports a little bit there. We'll leave it right there. Shout out to Ball Sports, you know what I'm saying? A little more and all of
them. I'm going to always start on sports because I'm a sports fan, nigga.
Yeah.
That's 24-7.
We stick a, it's a, this is a mix of sports and entertainment and all that shit. I went to go see Creed 3.
I'm going to see it today.
You going to see it today?
Yeah. Right. I wanted to get to this early.
We're going to be able to talk about it in
depth.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie, I'll give you that, you know what I'm saying? I won't give you everything that I felt exactly. But I'm
gonna feel like it was part of the Rocky franchise without Sylvester Stallone in the movie?
Yeah.
Because did they reference him?
Not really, but he quoted some stuff that Rocky said to him, you know what I'm saying? Like when he was about to fight, because you know he fights in his movie obviously. When he was about to fight, he's like one step, one punch, one round at a time. He's saying that shit still, you know what I'm saying? But not too much, you know what I mean? And that's cool to me because it's growing.
As it should.
It's a Creed thing now, you know what I'm saying? And that's great.
It should be distancing itself from Rocky because the first two is the
established it well enough
for it to go.
Let the bird out the cage and see if it flies or not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The movie was good. What I was gonna say, yeah, that's good. It was a good movie overall. There's some things that I thought, you know what I mean? But we'll talk about that when you see it. My movie experience though, bro, I went to the Alamo Dome.
Mm-hmm. Great place.
It's kind of overrated.
I like the seats. But it's
It's like
if you
I don't wanna see people walking back and forth. Like you interrupting my movie, bro.
Like the waiters and shit.
Yeah, that is very inconvenient to me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind the
food and everything. It smells good and everything. You know what I mean? The ambiance is dope. Make sure to have all the orders and everything before the movie starts. I mean everything in to people. You know what I'm saying? Cause then it's hard. Like, I'm paying attention to you talking about, no, you don't have to pay me now. Pay me after the movie finished. Or, yo, my card is this.
It's a distraction.
And you in front of the movie. Like, I'm not watching a bootleg movie, bro.
You are.
I came to see it at the movie theater, bro. Like, come on, bro. What we doing? But overall, you know what I mean? That's why I went early. It wasn't that many people in the theater, you know what I mean? So.
To harp on what you was getting at with the Alamo and these new age movie theaters, it's not for us. It's not, and I mean for us, I don't mean like our generation, because there's a lot of people our age that like that.
Yeah.
They like that. We were movie enthusiasts. Like, we didn't go to the movies because we were bored. Like, we really went and watched everything. Like, we went to Court Street, like, we probably detailed to the people before. We used to go to Court Street early, catch our movie, and then watch like 3-4 movies for free. Whatever was running, this shit just started. Let's walk up in here. We walk up in there, we sit down. There was no people coming in, ushers, and checking for tickets. No, we sat down, you kept it quiet, you watch a movie. How many times did you go to the movies, even recently, and you sit down and the ushers checking your ticket? What Court Street used to do
was... You know that too? The lady came up to me and said, yo, can I get your ticket? I said,
that's crazy.
For what? Why you wasn't in the front door checking tickets?
That's what I was about to get to. At Court Street, back in the day, crazy to say, the new movie that came out, say Creed, came out Friday, so it'll be more of a demand for that. They checking tickets for that. Ant-Man, which came out a week before weeks before, ain't nobody checking for that no more. They got their money for that, so you can sneak up in there. You know, so that's what we used to do and really watch movies. We watched everything, enjoyed the movies. Not going to the concession stand and buying popcorn for all this. No, we here for the day. So we actually went and enjoyed sitting in the dark, not even talking to each other and watching a movie.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah, then the tables that you mm-hmm. eating on got a light under mm-hmm. it that you can't turn off if you not eating. I'm mm-hmm. like, bro, like, it's not a good experience. It wasn't a good experience for me.
For you.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you saying, I remember going to watch Mystery Men in the year 2000
and
sitting in the back like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, it don't feel right to me.
Now, that you'll hear, right you'll hear me. Especially Press Peasy, you'll hear him heckling. Yeah. But it wasn't bad heckling. He'll heckle about the movie.
And I don't mind I don't mind people talking during the movie about the movie. Oh, run. Oh, do this. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to see this. Sorry, this is my podcast. I don't want to see this white person. He's like trying to bend his knee and shit. I'm like, bro, you trying to make it convenient for me, but it's still inconvenient. I'm sorry. Can I see the movie?
That's all I'm here for.
Shout out to Jonathan Majors, Michael B. Jordan. Their acting is great. You know what I'm saying? I think the storyline could have been a little too, you know what I mean, better for this particular film. But other than that, the fight scenes was hot. You know what I'm saying? And like you saying, do they still bring it all together? Because you still see, if you don't mind me saying, you still see Drago. You know what I'm saying? And you still see the other dude. Pretty Andre. Ricky Connor. You see them in these movies. You know what I'm saying?
He came home? Because then they get locked up.
Some shit like that.
You got like, that's why.
Yeah, you see them in this movie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, it still ties into the other one. And you could understand what's going on for the story plot. Because you don't want to be like, wait. Where something come from and why, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It ties into the story plot. But shout out to everybody that was in the movie. It was a good movie. Oh.
So, Jonathan, go ahead.
What you was going to say?
Nah,
ask me.
Nah, I ain't going to ask you about the movie. I'll watch it in a few hours.
Off camera. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you a little something.
No, we're going to chop it up here. I just want to get the fresh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What you felt about that little thing with Michael B. Jordan on the carpet?
I felt it was right. I don't give a fuck about what the masses say or what they feel. Oh, he corny for doing that. No, the fuck he not.
Yeah.
I had to dive a little deeper into it because I thought...
Like, the girl that he was talking to.
No, I didn't know the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm just hearing, I'm like, what, a chick hopped in his DM and he say, oh, I'm the corny nigga? Now, that'd be corny.
Yeah. If you tried to pull that bag on somebody like that.
Right, you ain't even have to respond. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I would have been like that. But I didn't know. Now when I see it, when I Googles and YouTubes, what's happening, Shorty had a podcast.
She got a pod.
And she referred to him as the corny dude, but not in the, she said not in a bad way.
Her co-host.
The shorty asked him, that was on the red carpet, actually said on the podcast as well, that mm-hmm. they used to make fun of him because his name was Michael Jordan and he was like the corny kid.
He used to carry around headshots and shit like
that. Yeah, he used to carry around headshots and he was like, well, what you gonna do with them headshots? Da, 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 da.
Trying to make a career out of this shit.
First of all, to even say that, right? I want people to understand. Who is that? Now?
They said it to him?
No. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
What character is that to you?
Wallace.
That's Wallace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everything else he didn't play. To you, that's who?
Wallace.
I told you, you know this. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go for that role.
Mm-hmm.
My moms ain't want to take me that day for the auditioning for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid. Michael B. Jordan is the same age as me. So how much after that, when you were making fun of him, did he get casted in the first season of one of the greatest fucking shows in the world, The Wire?
Yeah. So this gotta be around the time that y'all are quote unquote making jokes
about him.
The Wire came out like 2002.
One.
Yeah, something like that.
2001, bro.
I got the complete first season, right?
2001. Before the Towers. It fell the same. The Towers fell the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, yeah. So, if that was me, just putting myself in that time and who I am now, not even putting myself as like an actor and all that, but just putting myself who I am now, if I have took that route, I'd have reacted the same way because it's still fresh to me.
On three.
Oh, the first season?
On two.
On two, all right. So it's still fresh to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because my last stints of an actual child, that's what was happening. Okay, mm-hmm. So fast forward to now, she on the red carpet, and she like, oh, we actually go way back mm-hmm. to name the school and all that. And all my sons have was right, the corny kid, right?
Yeah, the corny kid, right?
No, I never said that.
It's cool.
See, and that's what I have a problem with.
He said it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, stand on it. Because you didn't mean it in a bad way, right? So, why? Yeah, you
wouldn't. And I can't hold you to that. We can't. Like, I can't hold you to that.
Why you can't say, yeah, you were the corny kid. We made fun of you with the headshots and your name was Michael Jordan. But look at you now. Ma, it's okay. Humble. You were a kid.
Because we always get it in reverse where the ugly girl from school, you see her when we 25, 27, we like, oh Lord, that's Jazz? Yeah. Nah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But see, this is the thing about me. I was the cool kid that didn't make fun of them.
Yeah.
You know that about me. So the ugly duckling. The clown kids, the nerd kids that y'all made fun of, that's something now?
She don't watch the bar. I'll say her name. Jaleesa.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was.
She probably do, though.
Shout out to you, man.
She's right.
She wasn't super bad when she was younger mm-hmm. in elementary school because we both knew her in elementary.
Yeah.
But
junior
high school, yeah, I was like, Jaleesa?
She was growing.
Yeah, she started growing. It was like, damn, she got even tight. But those two are bad examples that we said. Well, even with Michael B. Jordan, they not throwing it in people's face that, oh, I'm bad now, whatever.
And they weren't clown kids.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So but
there's certain people that do, like, when they get to that level in life that they better now, they do clown on people.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of people, man. I mean, I'm not going to throw Manny out there, but look what my boy out here doing. He working, but he doing extracurricular activities that I won't get into.
That you never thought, yeah.
What happened? He grew into that. This is a kid, we remember getting out the car, the caravan with his pops with soccer gear on. Who the fuck is playing soccer? Okay? And a lot more of my friends that were always my friends then because I didn't treat them indifferent. So now when they grow and they got money and positions of power and they looking good, they don't treat me that way. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't pick on nobody.
Yeah.
But if you picked on somebody and now you're trying to like,
yeah, karma might put you out there on the red carpet. And it's not to say that your job is less than his.
He didn't berate, because look where you
and
went.
He damn sure didn't. The way, they both held it down good, though. They both, like, she kind of was like, but she still held it down. They both held it down, though. Because he didn't, like we saying, he didn't violate her.
What can he violate? She's
yeah, I just remember what.
Bro, we can't walk up on the red carpet and interview this motherfucker for Creed. Let's be honest. We can't walk up there and interview that. She has a clearance to be there for a reason, right?
Because mm-hmm.
she's doing her job. Can't knock her for that. Mm-hmm. You made a lane for yourself too, mama.
Yeah.
You're not sitting at home with four kids and three baby fathers and all, you know what I mean? Saying this shit from Instagram. You have a platform, you spoke to him, you gotta stand on your word. So I felt for both parties that was cool. But Shorty could have been like, yeah, you were. I'd have respected it even if you were. But I see people trying to call him corny for that, and it's like, how?
Yeah, I don't think he corny.
He just said what she said. Yeah, we did go to school together, the corny kid. He didn't bring it up. She brung up that they go way back, like they cool. Don't try to front.
Yeah, don't try to blame me.
This, and that's what I was going to get
you. Now you trying to blame me in another way.
Fuck out of here. We weren't cool. I'm the corny kid. Now, why he wrong for that?
He said, I let you in elementary school.
She didn't say that. She didn't say, yo, he was my friend and people made fun of him and he was a cat. She didn't say like she was the fly on the wall. She said, we used to do that.
Yeah.
Bitch, we weren't cool.
That boy said, I just, I'm making my directorial debut out here, you heard? Like, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be mad at him for just, like Cole said, she brought that up that we cool. She could have kept it at the movie, how you feel about your career,
how you feel about your debut.
Then when y'all get off camera or off the mic, you be like, yo, remember we went to school together? And he probably would be like, yeah, you said this, that. You know what I'm saying? But now you put it on the camera
now,
and
off
he just...
camera, he probably be like, fuck out of here, bitch. Fuck out of here.
Oh man, that movie was good though. So shout out to him
with no papers. I don't think
he was corny for that though. You know what I'm saying? And if people thought that he was corny back in the day, that's people's opinion of people. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit don't faze me. You know what I mean? I was corny on The Wire, so.
Dad was corny on The Wire.
Yeah, I mean, Wallace was corny.
Yeah, he was, and he was a rat.
But in real life, if you're saying that I was corny, at that same time period, I'm on The Wire, so I'm feeling good about myself, regardless of what you're saying.
If me being corny there got me to here, then a lot of motherfuckers should have been corny.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been corny.
I wouldn't change it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. people be wanting everybody to be the same or react the same or... just like everybody's supposed to be robots out here. Not everybody is different and supposed to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who are you to judge? I did what I probably would have did or how I feel about something, but I can't tell that man how to live his life. I just don't be understanding that part of it.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, to each their own, man.
Somebody, Chris Rock said, he watched Will Smith's Slave movie Emancipation to see him get whipped. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts have nothing to do with the joke. Okay. Like,
because like, I got a few people's thoughts on it. You know what I'm saying?
This
nigga going with the Slave movie joke. And I know where he going.
No, I'm not. Because you know, I don't watch slave shit and I don't watch jail shit. I don't put them shits here because that's not something I want to vision, if I'm saying. Because I believe slavery happened before and it was abolished. And I feel like even though, you know, if you're a prisoner, then... you know, that's when slavery is legal. I feel like it could come back. So I don't be trying to, like, watch this shit. And be, you know what I mean?
Yo, it's real.
And then wait on one day.
I don't know his name, but we're going to ask the trial about this. But there was a dude on CNN the other day. He said, yo, I would like to bring lynching back to the States.
I mean, lynching was just ruled illegal in Mississippi. So yeah, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. And he like, yo, I would like to bring it back. I said, whoa, hold on. This is on national TV. It's real. It's really real.
Gotta be careful who is voted into these
judges' chairs and shit like that.
This shit could come back. So I don't be trying to watch this shit and be like, damn, it couldn't be me or I couldn't imagine. No, I'm not going to imagine.
Eddie Murphy makes an Oscar.
Wait. Because my point to that was... why do we know this joke? Chris Rock, tonight, is March 4th. Tonight, Netflix.
Oh, it's
first
live on Netflix. What time?
Live comic stand-up, I believe, at 8 o'clock tonight. That's why I'm going to see Creed early. Get out the way, come back, watch Chris Rock.
I gotta watch this.
It's live on Netflix tonight. We're not going to have this out before the show, but, you know,
Chris Rock is live.
I feel like a lot of these jokes and his material is being leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been performing. Usually, if you've been to a stand-up comedy show,
they take
your phone.
Yeah.
Because, and people don't understand why. They don't want you leaking their fucking material.
Yeah, jokes can't hit the same
as
you
heard. It's not going to
hit. Yeah.
Mm.
If you heard it from somebody else, it's like, it's like playing the whisper game.
By the time it gets to you, I don't see a
video. And by the time it gets to us, it's different.
I don't see a video to where it will make me laugh because he's telling a joke. You read the joke off of something.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know the It's not Chris Rock.
I don't know Chris Rock's emotion, his voice.
I don't know what he said before that because it'd be a lead up. Now you kind of kill that shit. So tonight, if that's in there, I probably won't laugh unless it's built correct. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Unless, cause it's live. So he's seen this stuff. He twitches it a little bit.
Yeah.
And you be like, oh, is that the one that he? Oh.
Like, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah, I understand y'all not friends with comedy right now because it attacks.
Cause the town,
your lifestyle, whatever. But that's what the fuck comedy always was. I'm tired of this sensitive, emotional, overbearing bullshit. Like, don't subscribe to it, nigga. Watch what you watch, nigga. Go watch Euphoria. What the fuck?
Go watch that new Mexican
kid. It's literally
kid.
Something for everybody on TV right now. It's not limited. Mm-hmm. You don't have to watch Dave Chappelle. You don't have to watch Chris Rock. You don't have to watch Dion Cole. Marlon shit just came out and it's trash. You don't have to watch these shits. I turned Marlon shit off. Some more just dropped some shit. It's funny as fuck. And they all gonna have shit in there because we know these
they
people.
Always
that's
been
gonna,
like
that's
that,
gonna
man,
touch.
Got,
but that's what it's always been.
Yeah,
shut up.
Where you could go and pick which comedians you like. And
what,
the Kings of Comedy
don't,
proved that.
Don't, man. Like,
the Kings of Comedy proved that. You had the Raw Comedy.
It's a fucking
you
joke,
had the House Comedy.
Bro. Like my son Ray say all the time, at the end of the day, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah, and jokes should hit some type of nerve, bro. It should, bro. It shouldn't be a fake. It shouldn't be a fake joke that you thought of. It should be something that you went through and you was like, hold on. It hurt me, but at the same time, this was funny.
That'd be my favorite parts in like comedic specials or stand-ups when they say something that touches the crowd and niggas be like, oh, and they be like, yeah, fuck y'all.
You know that's funny.
I'm not up here to cater to you all. You right here with the stupid fucking hat.
I'm just here to tell my joke. That's it.
Stop telling their jokes, man.
I'm pretty sure the court justice did some disrespectful shit to make the king laugh. Back in the day. You know
they had to.
Like.
Or die.
Whoa. Eddie Murphy makes an Oscar slap joke at the Golden Globe 2 months ago. Y'all, laughing emoji. Will Smith makes an Oscar slap joke on his IG 2 weeks ago. Y'all, laughing face emoji. Chris Rock makes an Oscar slap joke today, y'all. Oh my God, when will he stop? #, everybody hates Chris for real.
That's what
Chris Rock made fun of a black woman on national TV, became a victim after getting what he deserved, and now spends his free time deriving pleasure from seeing a black man be whipped as a slave. Okay. I have so much empathy for Will Smith, I really do. But it's ridiculous to act as if Chris Rock is wrong for using his art to talk about what happened to him. I doubt that Chris Rock's special is just about Will Smith. But it's insane that a man gets snapped on national TV and he's just supposed to shut up about it. He's a comedian using his real life experience in his art like comedians always do. That's it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like... He ain't sued a man or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, now he's talking about it. It's been a while. Will Smith was talking about it the day after. Oh, Denzel gave me everybody gave me kind words. This and that and the third. Like, all right, bro.
You know why I turned Marlon special off? It's on HBO Max. Just because I think it's trash, I'm not going to tell people, don't check it out. Go check the black man out. You might like it. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt like he paid for the crowd to be there.
Damn.
That's how it feels to me. I'm not gonna lie, sugarcoat shit because these people are celebrities. I'm gonna tell you how I received it. I felt like that was a setup. Mm-hmm. I felt like he, you know, his people got people built to be there. Mm-hmm. He spoke on, I mentioned this, and I mentioned this only because he stayed on that Chris Rock and Will Smith shit for almost 35 minutes.
Damn.
The first 35 minutes of this man's stand-up, was Will Smith and Chris Rock. He went through from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker and why he hate Chris Rock and how it led up to the smack, and it was like God loves me and all that shit because it happened. It was my fault. I wanted this to happen. Like, that's what it was all about. It wasn't really funny, but, you know, just saying it to you, it sounds funny,
like,
right?
Yeah, because it sounds like he overexerted.
He overexerted? Bro, 35, so I turned, when I go to the crib, I'm going to check and see when I turned it off. Because I didn't finish that shit. Whenever I stop watching, he's still talking about Will and Chris.
Yeah, because stand-ups ain't that low. They like 112.
Son, at least half of the shit was on it. And that's why I felt like it was people in there that he was just talking to. Even the live show felt forced. I've been watching TV and shit for years. And it's a woman in the front seat that laughed at everything this man said. And nothing was funny. You know, so, yeah, everybody else could speak on it when Chris Rock gets to it.
It's like, oh my God.
Fuck y'all. Shout out to Chris Rock, but stop telling these comedians jokes. They did the same thing with Dave Chappelle before his shit came out. Like, stop.
And like Cole said, like, I think it is as simple as if you don't like it, just don't subscribe to it. Like, and subscribe means listening, seeing clips of it, and giving it your attention. You know, you could definitely just scroll past it. You don't have to. Unless you a person that gives your opinion on stuff, then cool, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But if you don't like it, just don't.
Because, I don't think I say that because, I mean, we don't talk about everything that happens, but we try to focus on what we like or what the people might want to hear and what y'all talking about. I don't give a fuck about a lot of this shit. Like, me personally, if I wasn't here, we wouldn't be sitting in this room talking. We'd be talking about sports. Music, Creed, definitely, and whatever else we want to do. I don't give a fuck about these people. That's why you get the raw takes from me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not for the go viral or clout or any of that shit. That's really how I. It's really how I feel. How you feel about Mike B. John Bowman or Shorty? I like it.
Not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. And if I don't like something like Marlon stand up, which I think is trash, I'm going to say it. Mm. There's no biasness for me.
I ain't see too many new, because, you know, mostly everything is on YouTube and shit like that now, so I ain't really see too many new trailers.
For what?
At the movie theater. Like,
Guardians coming out.
No, I'm just saying, like, I ain't see shit Creed. That we haven't seen.
What yeah, because they Creed? All coming out.
Oh, no. My son said, I'm something different.
This is what I'm saying, though.
That nigga sounds so different. They brought the boy.
I like it. They brought him to the yeah.
They brought the boy to this bitty, nigga. He brought him to the city. I said, hold on. That he about to catch wreck, man. Y'all thought he was catching wreck without trains and cabs?
Nigga, in the corner,
he said, yo, give me a bacon, egg, and cheese. Yo, I'm something different. I'm shooting shit now. I said, nah.
He had the boomer.
Nah. Nigga, Kylie said, yo, you like that? I said, I don't
like the same
cause
shit.
Cause I think he gonna clip all the old characters. Like, yo, it's time for y'all to go.
I don't like all the old shit. Like, they coming out with this.
First 10 minutes, they getting rid
Dale
of
Dale gotta die.
They getting rid
I
of
I said it in the last one. I said, Dewey gotta die. He died. First, I thought he killed something. I was really upset at that scene. I'm like, really? This nigga like 50 something. And here we go. But Sunset, finish Dewey.
Different.
I like shit like that. Shit. I don't like the typical shit. Like, I'm not gonna talk to it, but in Creed, I hope Adonis get his ass whipped. I'm that guy. Like, I'm the antagonist. I like the antagonist shit. I like, I hated Endgame a little that all these niggas made it back. I didn't like that.
I always fucked with Infinity like War.
Niggas could die, man. Niggas can die.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It helps build character.
It helps build the next, if you really want to move on.
Right.
It helps build the next chapter of whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, so.
I was on that time too. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that time too. But,
It just makes the movies and builds for more, like you said, a little better. So
you gonna watch Cocaine Bear?
No, I don't give a fuck. It's a true story. It's dumb as fuck. What am I getting out of this?
Maybe a good time.
Are they trying to get the cocaine back from the bear?
No, the bear. The bear sniffs the shit. Like, he eats the shit.
So okay, so now what?
No, I don't watch it on the app, on the website when it comes out.
I seen
website.
That. I got
it's
it.
On the website?
I got it.
Oh,
on
I gotta my, see.
On my fireballs.
Yeah, I gotta see. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
What you thought about, you watch BMF?
BMF is mid. I said it last week in this episode to show me a lot more. Bring it. Bring it. I don't care. Bring it. I'm not, if you like it, like it. I'm not going to say if you like it, I love it. Because I don't. I don't like this season. Yeah. I don't like this season at all. And it's not the last few episodes. I said it to you the first episode.
Off jump. Yeah, yeah.
Off jump. I said, I see why they put the documentary out before this shit. Because this is on some whole other. I kind of feel like when Snowfall, we knew it was about Freeway Ricky Ross when we was first watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to sue them, and they was like, oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to, you know, TV land it. I feel like it's getting TV land right now. And because I know the story, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, I don't need the full story. That's not what I'm saying. But this shit is just like, the acting is trash. It's like very robotic.
Mm-hmm.
Very robotic. I know I'm not the only one that thinks that. This season seems like it's on fast forward to try to get to where the shit that like people want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they feel like they only going to give it three seasons. They gonna
three,
be like,
three, four.
Next year, they going to be like, hey, season finale, it'll be a man.
Atlanta, turn it up, da da da. Out of nowhere.
12 episodes.
It's going, I feel like it's going to speed. Like,
because they bought Shorty into
I feel
the
like,
time.
Yeah, I feel like
the
next
cop,
season.
The female cop?
Yeah, I feel like next season is going to be on some 10 years later. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning. And I don't know if Lil Meech is going to be in it.
I like this last episode of Snowfall, though.
Like every episode of Snowfall so far.
Last episode was crazy.
Last episode. Well, wait. Let's stay here. BMF is mid. Okay? I don't know what y'all liking about it. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know. The acting is horrible. The plot, the story. Like,
I don't like Cash Doll.
Cash Doll is horrible every time she come on the fucking camera. Somebody else is, too. Somebody else is, too. The B. Mickey shit is just, like...
Yeah, that storyline is getting a little, like, okay.
I don't like it. I don't like it. They got to do some. I don't think 50 really care too much right now.
Nah.
I think they know where they trying to get to, and they just trying to get through the season. It's 8 episodes in, so we probably got, what, 2?
2 episodes left, yeah.
Yes.
Because what's his name come back on the 17th?
Power. I mean, Ghost. Yeah, I don't like this season. If I had to rate it with 2 more episodes left.
6.5 so far.
Word? You on that high?
That's high. That's
out
like
of 10?
A C minus.
Out of 10? You giving this shit a C. A passing grade. This season? Come on,
a C
son.
Minus?
A C minus is passes, son.
I guess.
You got this shit, like, good?
I mean
6.5 out of 10.
But you be surprised.
So you
leaving
3.5 points on the board? You leaving 3.5?
I watch it for what it is, bro, and it's cool. Like it's not the best show right now at all. It's not the best show out right
son,
now.
Son,
it's not the best show.
You about to piss me off, bro? How you?
What you want me to get? 5 or 4?
This shit getting 5 or 4.5. I'm not gonna hold you. Is that a pause, bro? Is that an ABC pause?
It's not better than the first season.
ABC pause. Okay?
I feel you.
That's where it's at. That's where it's at. That's the line it's riding on. Pause. Okay? I don't got it past. I got this shit being ass. And once we look back at it, and I'm going to watch the whole season straight, like I do everything.
Yeah. It's
not hitting,
like
bro.
Like the first season, it's not hitting.
It's not hitting. Even the real life shit that happened that they tried to put in, like Meech getting shot.
Yeah, it's not hitting. I feel you. But this last episode of Snowfall was good.
We're going to get to Snowfall now.
We can touch on it real quick.
Snowfall. Snowfall is trying to do it for me.
I think Leon should have stayed where he at, though.
I think Leon gonna die.
I hope not, bro.
I thought you said you hope so. I was about to say, damn, man, I ain't not thinking no more. I think Leon gonna die, and that's what this whole episode. I watch TV, man, and FX don't play that shit. I just tell people that all the time. They don't give a fuck about their characters.
You should've stayed in Africa.
I'm surprised that a lot of these motherfuckers lived to the last season. Remember, I told you a few seasons ago. I said some niggas gotta die. Niggas got shot, but they live. I felt like this episode was showing you the life that Leon could have had if he didn't come home. That boy came home. He tried to be on the same shit he was talking before. Let's not forget that Leon's a fucking killer, all right?
That's the shooter. Catch up with you, good.
But I feel like he not coming back to the same thing.
He not on his time.
No. I think you read it a little wrong. Especially at the end, the way the episode ended.
Mm-hmm.
He not trying to be there. Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
And when he talked to Dion, and what Dion told him at the last shit.
You want to work for me?
Yeah, he said, you stay at your crib. He's like, that's the only crib I got. He's like, as long as you stay in your lane, then we good. You see how he looked at him? Who the fuck are you talking to?
Even when Jerome told him to get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm telling you. Cammy brought him the present. He tried to tell you, like, you're not fucking family. Oh, hold on. That's, bro.
I'd have just still.
Huh, what? Who, me? Lee, son, it's Lee.
Yeah. But.
It's Lee, and I'm trying to talk to you. Get the fuck out of here. You better get a. Alright. Okay, I don't like the way you talk to me. Who the last person he seen is, man. They ain't show him go see his man first. He went and see.
But his man didn't violate him.
That's what I'm telling you. And he not go, bro.
His man
how
like,
what we watching? What we been watching?
His man said,
he gonna leave? He gonna leave?
I'm giving you a chance, bro. You should just leave.
You have
cause
to pick a side.
Is dying right now.
With tears in his eyes. I don't want this for you, Lee.
I'd have just stayed in Africa, bro.
You see his face? He can't leave. That's like, bro, that's like us.
Yeah, but sometimes.
And then I come, or you come back and you like, I'm like, bro, it's up for all these niggas. And you like,
yeah, but if
I'm leaving.
If I was,
you're not leaving,
but if
you,
I was
bro.
In the same shoes as Leon, like I'm trying to fix everything and nobody hearing me, I'm not trying to destroy shit neither, bro. So
but
now
you're not leaving me.
I have to, bro. If y'all not listening to me, but y'all want me to listen to y'all, I cannot stay in this space, bro. Even if we survive or we don't.
My son whatever. Like Kunta shit.
I'm know. Just there. That's what I'm saying, bro. Because like you saying, he's not going to be present.
Bro, I wouldn't have told you that. I wouldn't have told you.
His mentality is. I think his mentality.
Out of here.
I think his mentality is. I think his mentality, not in a negative way, is going to be. Is worse than when he killed the kid. Because he's in. His mind is still in Africa right now. Like, yo, I just got married. I could have still been living a certain life. Like.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know, bro.
Mm-mm. His mind not in Africa. Because when he was in Africa, his mom was on back home. That's why he came home.
Yeah, but.
That's why he came. He still had back home.
But Snowfall
gonna he still
get,
had his people.
Snowfall
gonna
get real
he
fast.
He still had his like, people on his mind. That's why, he,
good.
That's why. He,
it's already back. Better than last season.
Yeah.
Already
way
better than the last
in.
Two seasons, nigga. Ain't
three
home.
Episodes in. But he not leaving Franklin?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. You watched more than one episode of Wu-Tang shit? Not yet.
Not yet.
I feel you. They like five episodes deep.
Yeah, I see this up to five, not yet.
Yeah,
I'm on my Godfather, Harlem, my Snowfall shit. I be watching BMF, but I'm done with it. I'm ready for it to finish.
What you think about this John Moran shit? Boy out here on his Ja Rule. Wilder for respect. Or is he trying too hard? That's what I mean.
His real name is Temerius.
Something like that.
I'm going to stop calling him Ja. Catholic school Temerius needs to relax. And I'm starting not to like him. And it's not anything to do with basketball. It's just...
T-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S.
Demetrius.
Demetrius Jamel Ja Morant. Oh, where you got Ja? Oh, Ja. And his last name is Morant.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's really a good kid. He's not one of these...
he got real good parents.
He got real good parents. He gotta relax. He out here brandishing guns, and I believe it's true. At first, I didn't want to believe it. Then when I heard and dug a little deeper into it, boy.
Hitting teenagers and shit.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
That was last summer that they said that happened, and they bringing it back up right now. But the most recent shit was his mom's was at a mall or some shit, and they didn't want to get her something or something, and she called her son. She called Ja. He came like 9 deep to the mall. He was talking about, yo, let me find out what time the security get off, this and that and third. So, you know, security press charges on that. The security guard said, nigga, that's Ja Morant. Yes, I'm pressing charges, fuck you mean.
It's just dumb. Like,
for him, yeah, you hustling back.
I want y'all to understand how fast his career could end. Since y'all think it can't. And a lot of you young kids out there that probably won't understand, and a lot of you jock riding grown men who don't understand that. Some shit like this, number one, it's very bad for your brand. You just signed with Gatorade, the Nike shit you just picked up off of Kyrie, which I felt like was bad karma to do during the time whether the deal was being worked out. Why they had Kyrie under contract or not, I don't know. It's none of my business. Mm-hmm. But I would have put it off for the climate that was going on with Kyrie and the black community.
Yeah, he can shoot next
and
year.
The black community around Nike. I wouldn't have did that. You seem very Uncle Tom-ish. Because you're at that level to make an impact more than people not buying Nike shoes. Mm-hmm. I didn't like, and then to spin the Kobe logo the way you did, I didn't like it, okay? I've been not feeling for the kid shit, because I felt that he did that shit last summer. But this is just out of line. One, y'all not even playing that good. Yeah. Not playing that good. You actually won a few games after the break that you shouldn't have won, but you did. You should be focused on the second half push for the playoffs. The West just got tougher. And so on and so on. You know what I'm saying? You should be focused on your job. Now, whatever happened to his mom's at the mall and they didn't want to get her, so I don't know what that's about. Yeah. But even if you want to go down, you don't have to go down there like that.
Yeah.
Go down there and get your mom's out of there.
Yeah, you somebody in stature right now. You could just be like, yo, come on, talk to them, like, yo.
I don't even talk to nobody. My, let's go. We not shopping here. We not doing this. You know what I'm saying? If you want to prove something to people or whatever, so you out here acting dumb and young. So, and I feel like his mom's is probably in the wrong, too. Just like I felt with the kid at the McDonald's shit. Thank God nobody lost their life. Stop calling your sons and telling them and acting like it's a real problem. Because my mom's called me like some shit she can't handle. I feel like it's past words.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling up to see what's going on. Who? Point.
Yeah.
Him? Bing, bing, bang, boom, boom, bam, boom. All in the clothes. Whatever's going on.
Yeah. I mean... That one I understand. You know, everybody gonna react a certain way with mom. You know what I mean? That's
wrong. But you pulled up with 9 niggas. Yeah. Send them
everything niggas. Else, it just seems like you trying a lot. Even on the court, like you act super, super, super tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you could be like, yeah, you could do certain shit, but sometimes it comes off like Cole is saying, like, all right, you trying it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a lot of niggas in the NBA, everybody in the NBA not about that shit. Like, dude, we came to play basketball. That's what we came to do. We came to get millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Not even we came to play basketball. A lot of these dudes have been playing basketball their whole
lives. Like,
they've been in AAU circuits from a kid. Basketball has been their lives, man.
Yeah.
Not to say like none of them are tough or they can't.
We're not saying that, yeah.
But majority of them
don't want that shit.
basketball has been their focus and what they needed to focus on their whole lives, getting in trouble and all that, where they got them kicked off the team. Ja Morant went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, shit is crazy, bro. So he just needs to slow down. You know what I'm saying? He just needs to slow down. Probably get away from some of the people that he's around, probably.
But who? I don't understand who.
I don't know. I don't know his everyday life.
You know these people.
Yeah, I'm not
from that.
I don't know.
You're thinking on some Tupac shit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that too. Maybe you just portraying an image right now. I don't know.
That's not cool. Kids look up to you. My little man, Lil Mo, say he fuck with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't like that. He 12. You punching kids like that in the face? Alright.
You see,
this is why I can't be of somebody of like substance or be able to have content. Cause I slapped the shit out of Ja Morant at a party just for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, you seen Mano?
The what?
That, you know, the Bobo 100 kid that be like telling people.
Yeah, he chopped him up and shit. And he was like, yeah, that was a skit.
Yo, shout out to fucking Mano.
Maybe Joe Budden said, I wish all my skits could be real like that.
Shout out to Mano forever. He voted against my baby in the Chrome 23.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's cool. That's the style legend, man.
You saw Natalie Nunn beat up Tommy Lee, right?
She beat herself up. Not to interrupt, she was drunk. The Gates Ave legend and all that. Star OG.
Mm-hmm. Hand of God.
The hand of fucking God, man.
We know who you are. Nigga said, how bad would I beat your niggas? Come
here. First he asked for his chain. Listen, man, stop playing with Brooklyn niggas. Yeah. I'd really be trying to tell people that, like, we are good people. We are good. We just, especially star niggas, we just want to enjoy life. A lot of people we know aren't here or aren't able to enjoy life right now. So we just like to have fun. You know what I mean? But don't play with niggas. Like, you got, it's certain shit you gotta watch what you're doing with Brooklyn niggas that other people probably won't take offense to. I can tell you right now what he took offense to. And I ain't even hear him say it. He asked if he could borrow his chain. The chain Mano was wearing, if you look, it's his mom's. No. That's already, for us, it's like,
yeah.
I don't got no Hustle Hard chain on, nigga. No, fuck out of here. And then, he put his hand on his shoulder like, you need to relax. That was it right there. That should have told you everything. But these little niggas are just so young, dumb, and uninformed. And don't pay any attention to anything streetwise, like the signs. The nigga asked him, "What?
How badly would I beat your ass?"
Beat your ass. He didn't even get the whole
sentence.
He didn't get the two S's out. He only got the A.
How badly would I? Then it was over.
Choked that boy. It went off, but you seen the side camera?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like this. Yeah, it was a skit.
Is it?
It was a skit.
You know,
I wanted it to look as real as he wanted it to look. I believe him. I believe it was part of the skit. Niggas get choked out every day.
You got anything specific you want to tell people before we get out of here? You gotta be able to get downstairs on Monday, bro, for sure.
All right, cool.
Monday.
I put it for the camera.
The episode should be out Tuesday. First episode with the whole new cast, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys tune in. Shout out to Choon Choon, shout out to Spliff, you know what I'm saying?
Go check that
live out, you know what I'm saying?
Man, we eat no papers.
Shit is crazy, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shout out to everybody. Like, comment, subscribe, you know what I mean? We touched on some sports earlier. Dawn's bets should be coming this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I threw a freebie out there to the people on Facebook yesterday because I didn't get a Dawn's bets out this weekend. Yeah. It's black.
Boom. We'll be back.
Clicked on that, all five, and
And I'm trying to get the next versus, the next face off in line, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to see what happens with that.
Keep that energy rolling.
You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody, man. Like, comment, subscribe, like I said, man. If you don't call, it's D-Regan Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. We out. We're going to see y'all real soon.